Page 7. Jesus Christ is judge of all. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Romans chapter 14, verse 10. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 and 32. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son. John chapter 5, verse 22. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Romans chapter 2, verse 16. And he commanded us to preach to the people, and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. Acts chapter 10, verse 42. Page 8. Redemption only through Christ. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. John chapter 10, verse 9. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14, verse 6. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. John chapter 8, verse 24. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he ever lives to make intercession for them. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts chapter 14, verse 12. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9.